All right. Last time you messed up. Badly. Granted, it was your first time, and luck was just not on your side. Plus, you let your guard down way too easily. Not gonna happen again. Not this time. No. Today, you are going to go in there and show them just what they missed last time. Give them the ride of their lives. You don't even need to use any spells this time around. You've gotten so much better, both in skills and features. You've definitely filled out, too. Got some more meat on those bones. I mean, just look at yourself. Just the right amount of thickness on the thighs with a great ass. The girls are not quite there yet, but those are a work in progress. Still, they're a good handful. Not even mentioning that you're a bit taller. Your face is no longer simply cute. More defined. Lips are definitely better. Oh, and you totally nailed that come-hither look when you're biting your lip like that. Proper curved horns. Actual wings and tail this time around. Just say it. You're damn sexy. All right. Let's do this. Prepare yourself, human, for I have... Oh! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... Hi. I didn't think you'd, attack me like this. Well, I wasn't expecting a surprise hug. For me, it's an attack. Yes, that's right. You're assaulting me. Well, yeah. I guess I am trespassing, so you would be in your right to do that. But who'd hug a possible burglar? You knew it was me? How could you possibly know that? I don't see or sense any artifacts that let you do that. Did you ward your house? Not a lot of humans can do that, you know. Much less ones that know about real runes and sigils and such. I didn't even notice. That's quite impressive. No? Then what? You heard me talk in the hallway. Oh, come on. Say, can you let go now? It's nice and all, but, you know. Thank you. My name? Oh, no. I'm not going to tell you. Knowing the true name of demon gives you a sort of power over them. Oh, well, it's good to properly introduce yourself, I suppose. Nice to meet you. I'm Azella. No, shit, that's actually not my name. It's something completely different. Please, forget I said that. Thanks. It's good to see you, too. You barely recognized me. I mean, that's only natural. I look so much better now. No longer a little caterpillar. Now I am a butterfly that's begun to stretch her wings. And I'm not just talking about these wings or these horns. I'm still growing, but you have to admit, this succubus looks damn good. Oh, Yes. I am glad you agree. But if you think the front looks good, you'll love the backside. So let me just turn around. I do have some great assets, don't you think? Oh, what's this on the floor? Let me just bend over a bit and take a closer look. I'm sure you won't mind. Well, I can't find it down here. But are you seeing anything you like? Oh, you do. That's good. No. Not my tail. That's really sensitive. Now, you shouldn't tease a succubus. I just might lose control. And for you, that would be bad. What? Not in the mood. I'm literally on top of you, making out with you, and you're not feeling it? But I... Why aren't you? Don't you want me? Aren't I beautiful? I work really hard to reshape my body and grow and... You do? Then why? You just finished a few minutes before I came. Oh, okay. So that's okay. I'm sorry, but that's not the first time that's happened to me. Seems I just cannot get lucky around you. I've had men drooling, crawling on their hands and knees for me. Women reduced to a mumbling mess in ecstasy. But you're really something else. It's like the entirety of heaven and hell is like, nah, girl, not this one. I suppose I'll be off then. No use in forcing you. Yeah, some do. It's not my style. You don't get as much energy from it either. Yeah, I could give you a good dream and get my energy's worth that way. You're about to turn in for the night anyway, so... Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. So, tell me what you want to dream about. No, I won't be in your dream. You want me to? Well, sure I can do that, but... date. What's that? I've never been on one of those. I think I've heard of those, though. We don't really do those. It's a human thing. Or humanoid. Are you sure about this? I mean, I feel like this won't be a good deal for you. Well, if you're sure, then get in bed properly. All right. Close your eyes. Focus on my voice. And sleep. Hey, you didn't really give me any details. How am I... What's happening? It's not me. Are you changing this place? Are you sure you're a human? You shouldn't be able to change your dreamscape like this. I mean, I can't change it on the fly like that. Lucid dreaming? What's that? It lets you control your dreams. Wait. You've been doing that for how long? Wow, that's a lot longer than I've been doing this. Wipe that smug look off your face. There's no need to gloat about it. You better be sorry. So what were you planning with all this? With this date? It's a nice gesture, but I don't need to actually eat. But I guess I am eating right now. Wait, no need to pull me along. Hold on, I can walk perfectly fine on my own. Huh. This looks cozy. This is where you wanted to take me. Candles and everything. I like it. My, thank you. Seems like you do know how to treat a lady. Well, if you are that confident, let's see if you can keep that streak going by ordering something for me. Pork tenderloin with honey garlic sauce. Sure. Sounds delicious. Good thing I'm not a vampire. Yeah, those are real. Well, they're not native to your world, but yeah, definitely real. Oh, I do love that about dreams. And if you want something, make it appear. And this is... red wine? Okay, never tried that before either. Okay, so now we eat. No, I know how to use these. Shut up. I'm not completely clueless, all right? This is a fork, and this is a knife. What? The other way around. Could you show me, please? Oh, okay. First you stab it with the fork, and then you cut it with the knife. Yeah, got it. Easy. Could have done that without you, actually. Yeah, pretty sure I could. Don't look at me like that. This is really good. Why don't we have this in hell? I swear we... sorry. This is really good. Those vampires? Yeah. They aren't from this world. All of your monsters and mythological beasts aren't from around here. Oh yeah, there are countless numbers of worlds with life. And there's 7 in hell. I'm proof of that. Oh my. This is quite something. I like it. Well, it's difficult to properly explain. There's 7 in hell, yeah? Think of heaven and hell being the top and bottom layer. All the different universes are in between. Sometimes they overlap, and it creates sort of a crack that allows for movement between worlds and creatures come through, like vampires. Other times, well, monsters come through. If you're lucky, they leave as fast as they came. But most of the time they stay. It's how those folklore monster stories come to be. Oh, a while ago, a plane went missing in your world, right? Yeah, that's no longer on Earth. It crash-landed in a forest or something, close to these two really big ladies. Did I just blow your mind? That was just delicious. Thank you for this. The food was amazing. The wine is just stellar. There's more? Really? I'm not sure if I should stay longer because, well, I am currently draining your energy, so I shouldn't. An ice cream dessert. Why would I eat something cold? Oh, wow. That certainly looks good. Those white spherical things. That's the ice cream? What's that amber colored stuff? Caramel. And that brown stuff. Chocolate. I don't know why, but I really like that word. Oh, this is perfection. Brain freeze? Sounds like a human thing. I, as a succubus, am immune to all those things. Ow! Ugh. My forehead. Ow. So that's a brain freeze. I don't like this. Okay. Breathe. Breathe. Okay. You did warn me. What a nice dress. Huh? What? How long have I been wearing this? When did I... Ugh. I feel so covered. Did you do this? You thought I'd look good in a black dress. Well... It does look nice. Definitely shows the curves. Okay. I do need to go now. Thank you for all of this. Really, it was very sweet of you. So, yeah. Goodbye. Still fast asleep. Good. You really are something else. Thank you for seeing the real me and not using me. Sweet dreams, and hopefully see you soon. Why do I get so much warm energy from you?